I'm here with Stuart Andrew, head coach of the Worcester Royals. It was a tough game today, 28-12 loss to North University of Nottingham. What positives are there to take out of today's game?
There's quite a few, you know, despite the scoreline seeming quite one-sided. Defence, again, had a really good game, one of our strongest units so far this season, with Scott Parry getting an interception return for a touchdown. And also quite a few times they were forcing Nottingham's offence to go sort of three and out and punt the ball back to us to give ourselves the chance to then go and put points on the board. And unfortunately, we weren't able to capitalise on the defence's strong performance.
So when we come up against De Montfort next Sunday, what is there we need to improve upon this week and look to improve upon going into that game?
We just got to go back to what we were doing last week and 3 weeks ago against Wolverhampton and Coventry. You know, we were playing really good football. The offence were moving the ball. We had confidence. I mean, today, you know, straight from the off, unfortunately, lads were getting on top of themselves, dropping their heads. And, you know, they just need to have a bit of self-confidence and see that they've done it in the past and put points on the board. And, you know, we just go out and be confident next year, next week, and look to beat what is a strong DMU team.
And of course, last year, as you may remember, that this game was the first game Worcester Royals ever won as a team. Would you like to reflect upon that moment itself? And of course, what was really different this year? What was the difference between Worcester winning and Worcester losing this year?
Yeah, I mean, last year, you know, we went into the game against Nottingham with confidence, and you know, we believed in ourselves to win that game. We've come a long way since then. We've improved in certain aspects. We've had a lot more support from not just in the team. We've had the SU supporters, the university, local businesses, local media outlets, and also the local people as well. We've had brilliant crowds down to both of our home games so far this season. And we'd like to thank the people that keep coming down to support us.
Now, you just spoke about these crowds coming down. How important is that for a team of this kind of like stature, a university team? Which university don't usually get that much support from local public and general public away from university? How important is that?
It's huge. You know, I mean, the sport in this country at university level isn't huge. We don't get a great amount of audience. So we are grateful for the guys that come down and support us week in, week out, whether that be parents, partners, course mates, university employees, or just the local public. It makes a big difference. I mean, us on the sideline can only make so much noise, and if the crowd get involved, it's, you know, it's great to hear them getting behind the team and helping that team to push on to get these victories.
Fantastic. And lastly, as a head coach, is there anything, any person you'd like to pick out in particular who had a very good game today and you'd like to give them a little bit of a shout-out to?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of every game, we give offensive and defensive MVPs, which is the most valued players, similar to sort of man of the matches or player of the matches in soccer or rugby. Certainly on defence today, he was another standout player and played really well and actually returned the interception for a pick six. Scott Parry's done well converting from a rugby union player into an American football player. On the offence, as I said, it was a bit of an off day, Joel Long, you know, got his head down and ran with the ball really well, as did Will James. So most of the running back core, to be honest, they didn't carry the ball as much today, but when they did, they still got positive yardage and really helped to, you know, drive the offence forward.
And going into next week, is there anything you'd like to add quickly at all going into that one?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, another tough game. We don't have easy games. I know it's a cliche, but there's never an easy game in football. We've just got to sort of lick our wounds, learn from what happened today, watch the film. Get back in the classroom and come out fighting and get back on the board next week with a win.
And do you think playoffs is still a possibility for the Worcester Royals?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, it's an aim that the coaches had at the beginning of the season. My main aim is to go 1-0 every game. We go 1-0 every game, we get 8-0. Unfortunately, we lost today. We can still go 7-1, and that'd still put us in the hunt for the playoff football and promotion.
Excellent, very much. Have a good evening.